From emerging and advancing photonics technologies to roundtable discussions with industry experts and talks with scientists and students entrenched in the furrows of photonics and optics research and everything in between. Join us for Following the Photons, a photonics podcast, hosted by Justine Murphy, multimedia director with Endeavor Business Media's Design and Engineering Group. We'll take you on a deep dive into the realm of one of the most exciting and fastest advancing industries in the world. Hey there, thank you for tuning in to Following the Photons. In this episode, I talk with Thomas Obeler, the International Sales Director at Element 6, an internationally reaching company that designs, develops, and produces synthetic diamond and tungsten carbide supermaterials. Thomas is a trained mechanical engineer who has more than 35 years of experience in the CVD diamond realm, focusing in a variety of optical applications. Hello, Thomas. It's great to have you here. Thank you so much for talking with me today. I know you're very busy on a regular basis.
Thank you, Justine. Very nice speaking to you. Let me also give my compliments to Laser Focus World. It's a publication that we read all the time. Very good editorials there. So a very relevant publication for people that follow the photons.
Thank you. Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for that. We love to hear that positive feedback. Okay, well, let's talk a bit about your background. I know you've been working in the industry for quite a long time now.
I have been in the diamond business for over 35 years, so I'm a true diamond man. Some people say that I have diamond running in my blood. Over 30 years of that has been involved with specifically high-end applications of CVD and optical thermal, and there's many other applications that we have around. My origin is mechanical engineering, but again, I went into the CVD an early part of my career, and I still enjoy it every day of my life.
Okay, so well, why don't you tell us a little bit more about Element 6? I know there have been some changes over, you know, the past decades before the company became what it is today.
Element 6 is one of the leading diamond companies on this planet. We are part of the De Beers group of companies, so we're the true diamond people. We have significant investment in the diamond business, which is mainly industrial areas. So I'm exclusively going to talk about industrial applications of diamond. We are a worldwide company. We're international. We have manufacturing sites in different parts of the world. And most importantly, maybe, we have a huge research facility in Oxford, UK. We call it the Global Innovation Center, GIC, which is the largest facility for diamond-related materials research on this planet. So we have a lot of research that we do on diamond and diamond-related materials.
Well, what are some things that you are working on right now? Any new initiatives, or what are some things of note that you guys are doing?
I think I mentioned some of the application areas that are very much in our focus right now. RF amplification was mentioned, military. We are developing novel materials on the single crystal. So not only are we talking polycrystalline materials, but also single crystal. So we're trying to make diamond wafers and diamond parts in single crystal larger as well. So those are some of the developments that we work on right now. And we see some good feedback on that. We're taking part of a very, you know, fundamental long-term development programs. So we'll see some take there. We are involved into a very significant research program in the United States, a program called LATTICE, which looks at larger area single crystal. There's obviously different, you know, size points that goes up to very significant sizes, up to potentially 100 millimeter and more. Not only that capability to make single crystal to those areas, it's going to be a challenge, but we are confident we can manage that. There's also the point of being able to fabricate this in very high volumes. It's quite important that the volume is available, because I remember in the early days of CVD, we had a lot of customer discussions about, is the capacity there? If we ever apply this diamond, will the capacity be there to meet our increasing needs? And quite frankly, at the time, we didn't have the Portland, Oregon site, but we brought those customers into our site in the UK, in California. And that basically helped them understand that we can live up to very high volumes. Element 6 was very closely involved to make a novel material used in the quantum industry. That is an area of very high interest, particularly to shows like Photonics West, you were mentioning before, Laser Munich. There are specific exhibitions now on quantum technology. The quantum area, I'm predicting a very big future to those products.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're seeing quantum everywhere. As business development manager, what exactly does that mean? What does your day-to-day look like?
So our day-to-day is busy, as with many people, with lots of meetings. But the key point really is we're trying to find applications for Diamond. And sometimes it's not as easy as waiting for customers to come to us and ask us what they want, but really think about where can Diamond play a role and bring this out to customers and explain to them why Diamond is a very, very good material to be used in technical applications in a very wide range of technical materials. And so we do that all the time. And maybe it's a good point to say here that when we find those applications, we typically talk not so much about a customer-supplier relationship, but truly very often these are partnerships. So we value ourselves with having partnerships with our customers. And that typically involves we engage with them at very early stages when our customers develop products, you design in Diamond, and it makes the overall system run at a different level, a different performance level that is uncompared. You will find that in this podcast, I will not name any customer names because any of those will be confidential. Why are they confidential? Because our customers do something different. They separate themselves from the rest because they have parts, they have very often module systems that work on a different level compared to their competitors. So we enable them to be competitive by using our advanced materials.
Okay. What are some application areas that you guys are involved with, that you serve?
So typically we are involved, and we're probably going to talk a lot about thermal and optical, which is some of the main areas. So think about thermal. Diamond has the highest thermal conductivity of any material known to man at room temperature. And we believe that is going to be one key to the future of devices. If you have an electronic device, they will need better thermal management going forward. There's no doubt about it. We see that trend, and we're typically not talking about power. Typically, when we get involved with Diamond, there's usually very high power is involved. But to be more specific, it's actually about power density, i.e. the power emission per area unit. So the power densities in general in devices is going up all the time, sometimes even exponentially. And people drive power because they drive power density because they want more power, typically out of smaller devices. As you know from Moore's Law, things are getting smaller, which means the power is now dissipated at a lower area. Yes, they reduce the power, but the power densities typically tend to increase for things like CPUs, for things like laser diodes, for things like RF amplifiers. And those are some of the specific, I can talk about what these application areas are. So I mentioned a couple of thermal ones. If you think about optical applications, we can talk about diamond windows. So basically exit windows that allow the laser beam to come out of its vacuum environment to be out and be used in machining applications. Those windows are being made out of diamond. Again, high thermal conductivity plays a role, but another characteristic is very important, which is the very wide transmission spectrum that goes through a diamond window. So again, diamond is a unique material that allows a whole breadth of wavelengths to be transmitted through a diamond window. People looking at innovations and people looking out into future products, and they see where the trends go. Where does power go? Where does beam quality go? Where does emission go? What are wavelengths go? Which are the wavelengths that are being needed going forward? And people see certain limitations to the materials or the way they put products together. And they realize that at some stage they're going to hit a brick wall if the power densities get too high. Normal traditional materials don't do it anymore. So they're looking for next materials.
Right. And so how often do you come across people who might not know what the benefits are of what you do, the diamond and that kind of thing?
So sometimes it's like us going out like, are you guys aware of diamond? Is this something you're going to be looking at? Or they come to us and say, we heard you make technical diamond. Can you offer something to these specifications?
Do you regularly, or like, let's say when you go to Photonics West, do you meet with people who might not know exactly what these benefits could be, but they're trying to find out? Or do you often have people just say, I know exactly what I need, and this is who I need it from?
I would answer that twofold. There is the people that work on, you know, typically thermal engineers and people that read laser focus word and have a certain perception. I think those people know, and they specifically come to us like, we've heard you make technical diamond. Is it, you know, can you meet certain specs? So they typically know, But when we're at Photonics West, Justine, I can tell you that we do a part that I personally call missionary selling. So people walk by and say, like, what do you do at Element 6? And we talk to them about a piece of diamond. And then they say, well, how big can you make the diamond? And they just cannot believe when we show them a piece of diamond, a wafer that is up to 150 millimeter in diameter. They cannot believe that actually this is true diamond. So there's a big phase of disbelief that diamond actually is available in those formats. And then equally important that there is significant capacity as well to a volume that is very hard to describe in general words. But we do have volume capacity available if people go into volume applications. And we are supplying volume applications as we speak right now. The word is getting out and people are responding to that. So we're getting more requests.
Oh, great. Do you find that trade shows are, you know, maybe your biggest way to get that information out? Or are there other ways? What kind of stuff do you guys do as far as that outreach goes?
We do a combination of targeted market approach. So we look at people that work in specific areas. We target them directly. Obviously, if you try to get contacts in, it's not always by calling. You know, you use social media, you use media like LinkedIn. We have email blasts. Nowadays, we even do things like podcasts with some of the leading magazines that are out there. So fantastic. Hopefully that's going to create some interest. We're more than happy to take questions from customers in whichever way.
Oh, that's great, too. That's good for people to know. How did you get your start in this industry, the overall photonics and optics industry to begin with? I mean, I personally, journalism in any way wasn't something that I ever thought I wanted to do. And then I was graduating from high school. I needed some credits, so I took journalism. And it turned out I was pretty good at it. So how far back does that go?
It goes back to my education. It was clear to me I'm going to go into an engineering career. Never sure it was electrical engineering or mechanical engineering. I chose mechanical engineering, but actually I'm doing a lot more thermodynamics and sort of, you know, physics maybe to some degree. But that evolved later. My passion really is to find technical problems and then try to derive a solution for that. And that's probably why I got hooked onto the business I do now or the job I do now, because there is continuously new frontiers, new materials, and new challenges from the market. And we're trying to bring them together and find, you know, advanced solutions for the products that our customers do. And I can say it feels very satisfactory to myself that once you have a real application and you start going into volume, it feels really good that you actually have taken part of solving a problem that is there that now operates on a different level.
And so you obviously you're very happy in this work that you do. Is there something that you think maybe, oh, well, I wish I had done it this way, or maybe it would have been better if I did it this way? Is there anything like that?
Very tough, Justine. I would say that there's always hindsight. It's a very easy thing. What would have I done if my child was born 3 years earlier? Your whole life would probably have changed.
Right.
So very hard to find that. All I can say there is I really enjoyed what I did a long time ago. Has the business changed? Of course it has changed. We had a pandemic. We had a different way of working with people. It's interesting. You were mentioning the trade shows. Everybody said when pandemic started that the time of trade shows are over. I am thoroughly convinced those times will never be over, but it's nothing like a personal contact when you talk to customers face to face. You always learn more than an online meeting, I would say. But yeah, what would I have done differently 20 years ago? And what would I say to my younger self? I'm not too sure. I haven't thought about that.
Do you guys have any kind of like internship program or, you know, young researchers or school-aged, university-aged people coming in? How do you guys handle that? What are some things that you assist with in that way?
Same way as we talk to potential customers on trade shows. Yes, we're trying to involve younger people. And maybe just one example that we had is probably a couple of years back. We were in the UK going into schools and teaching people, you know, the diamonds available and what you can do with that. And I'm not quite sure if you are aware of this, but there is a show in the UK called Blue Peter. And I think there was a small clip about Element 6 and diamond use in that youth TV show, just to bring out that information.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we're always interested in new talents and bring in new talents and people from universities into Element 6. We also sponsor PhD type or bachelor type educational things. We have done that in the past. So yes, we're open to all that. We do have programs for young people to do apprenticeships at Element 6. Hereby invite people to just put their applications in and see if they're interested in any of the sites in Europe. It could be in Ireland, could be in the UK, could be in the London area, the Oxford area. So if people are interested, yes, please put applications in. We support that from internships into PhD sponsorships. If there's the right talent of people that work in the plasma technology physics area, so please come forward and talk to Element 6 because we're always looking for talent that can help us with future products.
Oh, that's fantastic. What advice would you give to someone who's trying to get into this industry, in your realm particularly?
I would definitely say that there is a great future in photonics in general, but particularly there is a great future in diamond. I have no doubt that that is going to happen. I think we're, for the reasons I said before, with powered entities and in general powers going up, I am sure there's going to be more of those technical challenges coming out. So if you seek a career in photonics or particularly diamond type materials or advanced materials, or in more general terms in engineering, that's definitely going to be a good career path to go after, particularly for females, because I think everybody knows that female representation in engineering is underrepresented. So I definitely stimulate that, you know, we have all genders coming to that.
That's great to be able to push that too, because like you said, they're so underrepresented in so many areas of STEM. What does the industry look like to you right now?
I think the industry is increasingly absorbing our materials. Again, we talked about thermal and optical applications, so some of those are being absorbed. Maybe one big drive in the industry is in the RF space. If you think about radio frequency amplifiers being used for TV transmission, in general transmission, all the way to military defense type applications, there's a lot of drive to get more powers out. So we see a lot of pull from those industries to apply our advanced materials much more. So we can definitely see that. That is for thermal and for optical, same way. If you look at laser power being distributed, laser machining nowadays is the way of machining not only metals and difficult to material materials, even foodstuff, plastics, all sorts. We see that drive for more powers, where sometimes higher power lasers use beam splitting and use one high power laser and then split that out into multiple machining parts. So again, it drives the need for power, and we can certainly see that diamond is more being used in those sort of applications.
Career-wise, what are some things that you are most proud of?
I think I'm always proud of if I could take part of solving customers' problems. When customers come to us and say, do you have a material that can help us enable certain products? And when that works out, which is never a single person event, it's always a team event. That's very important. Application engineering, a problem is only resolved once you have it in production and runs in volume. Some of those challenges are known to all industries, that going from prototypes into volume is not always an easy step. So it's always a big team effort, but once you see things running smoothly in volume, that is a very good feeling to watch that. And then once that happens, obviously you have the success that you always was striving for, and that is a good feeling to have.
That's a fantastic feeling. What do you see for the future, for the industry overall, but particularly in the area that you guys are in?
Element 6 will continue to work on, you know, extending the borders of diamond. We try to develop new materials. I was just mentioning the single crystal, that single crystal parts that typically we have sold for many years in orders of 5 to 10 millimeter, definitely go into much larger areas. Those trends are definitely visible, and we're working on programs to do that. But in general, expand the range of materials, of applications where diamond can be used going forward. And again, this goes into optical thermal applications. I think we can mention acoustics here as well. We are a supplier of diamond domes for very high-end speaker systems, which are being found in very high-end audio systems, but also in automotive cars. That is an area that we are very closely involved in, and we believe that it's going to be future in those applications as well.
Thank you again so much, Thomas, for talking with me today. It's so interesting to just learn a little bit more about these different companies and things that you do and just gain that new perspective. I think that's great.
Yes, it's an interesting industry, but you also have to be an interesting employer because, the access to qualified personnel will get more difficult. We see that already with operator recruitment and engineer recruitment. At our GIC side in the UK, there's a very high percentage of PhDs. So we need highly qualified scientists to work on developing those materials and developing the process to manufacture them economically and in volume.
That does it for this edition of Following the Photons, a photonics podcast. I'd like to thank our guests for joining me today and sharing their interesting perspectives and expertise. And thank you all for listening. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast feed to keep up with what's happening around the industry and to listen to new and archived episodes. And follow us on social media too. Until next time, keep following the photons.